Get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast, brought to you by WP Gears. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today we're going to talk about the three most important things for WordPress security. Security is important in this day and age. Tim, take it away.
Yeah.
Sorry, folks, I'm sick, still under the weather. So I was going to talk and dive in, but I'm going to let Tim do some talking.
Yeah, no worries. So I want to say before I dive into the three most important things, I want to say that there are a lot of security plugins out there. There's a couple of big ones, WordFence, iTheme Security, and they're great, but they do a lot, and for most websites, it's a little bit overkill, it's not always necessary to do all those things. And so I wanted to kind of narrow in, and I'm not, if you're doing those things and it's a habit and you have no problem doing it, I'm not saying change it, but I wanted to share the things that we feel are the most important things that are going to make the most impact. Because disclaimer, I don't use WordFence. I don't use iTheme Security. I use these three things here. And so the first most important thing, this is at the top of the list, and it's 100% the most important on the list, and that's use great hosting. Back in the day when I first got going, I was using crappy shared hosting. And it was very cheap, and I thought it was good enough. I thought it did the job until my website got hacked. I was on shared hosting, means that you are sharing the server with usually hundreds of other websites. And so my website got hacked. And here's the thing. I had it locked down with iTheme Security. I had everything turned on. It was like Fort Knox. I didn't do anything wrong. It was nothing that I did. It was because the other websites on the server were doing things insecure, and basically the server got penetrated and it was hacked. And so my website got hacked as a result. And so it had nothing to do with what I was doing. And so that's why great hosting is so important. I am now on WP Engine. I also have a Flywheel account. And so with those, they're more expensive, but they're managed hosting platforms. They have a lot of security built in at the server level. I've never had the need for the really intense security plugins because they're doing it for me. And so I don't have to worry about it. My sites have never get hacked. I get more traffic now than ever before, and I've never had to worry about it. Now there's two additional things on this list, and David, feel free to jump in at any time if you want. There's two things on this list that I think also go together with great hosting, and that is just some common sense security practices, and that is strong passwords. Never use password as your password or 1234. You want a strong password that's something random that's no one's going to guess or anything like that. That's not going to be easily hacked by a bot or anything like that. I usually use the ones that are generated. So it's just a bunch of characters. I don't have to memorize it. It is saved in LastPass or something like that. And then in addition to that, make sure your plugins, WordPress itself, and your themes, all that are updated. Vulnerabilities are found all the time with different WordPress plugins and themes. And so they patch those plugins, those vulnerabilities. And so you need to make sure that you keep those updated so that if an attacker finds that you have that plugin, they won't be able to exploit that vulnerability. So that's the second thing. The third thing on the list is use some sort of brute force protection. Now, I'm pretty sure WP Engine actually has that built in to their server. So basically what a brute force attack is when a bot or a series of bots basically together will go and attempt to hack your website, log in with your username and password. And so what they do is they do 100 different attempts a second to guess the username and password combination. And then the goal is if they do it enough times, they will either be successful and get into your site, or B, bring down your site because your server can't handle that many access attempts. And so what brute force protection is if there is three or four incorrect attempts within a certain amount of time, it will automatically block that IP address. And so it'll automatically block those bots, because a real person won't be trying that many different username and password combinations that quickly. And someone's not going to type in the wrong password that many times in a row. Most people have it saved in something like LastPass, or they're going to remember it and type it correctly. And so brute force protection is definitely something that's really important. Now, I'm not saying the other things that WordFence or iTheme Security aren't important, but they're not nearly as important. Most of the time, if you do these things, your website will not get hacked. That's my opinion. If you have thoughts, leave a comment on the post here for episode 514 and let us know your thoughts. And if you have any experience with getting hacked and what you did to basically resolve it.
Awesome. Tomorrow we've got another great topic. Is it too late to get into WordPress? Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on WP the Podcast.